People around the world watching the movie Avatar have been noting parallels with their own lives. But if any place comes close to the film's magical world of Pandora, it's probably the Amazon jungle. It's got a similar look, and then there's the issue of the indigenous people fighting off an attempt to exploit their land. Well, recently, a group of indigenous leaders from the Amazon took a 6-hour bus ride to Quito, Ecuador, to see Avatar in 3D. Milena Spitzer went along with them and sent this report.
The Super Cines Theater is on one of the busiest streets in Quito. On this afternoon, it's filled with indigenous leaders bussed in from the Amazon. They're decked out in their plumes, feathered crowns, and jewelry. Some of them look a little overwhelmed, but that's not too surprising.
Es la primera vez.
Primera vez.
Primera vez.
Yo también primera vez he visto.
These women say this is the first time they've ever been to a theater. Some have never seen a movie. As we pass into the theater, a few look confused as ushers hand out thick, dark 3D glasses. The seats fill up, so people sit on the steps and in the aisles. And then the lights go down. The movie tells the story of a planet called Pandora, home to the blue-skinned indigenous Na'vi. They're fighting to protect their forests from a company set on mining a rare mineral called unobtainium. When it's over, I speak with Mayra Vega. She's 24 years old and the head of the Women's Association of the Shuar Nation. She says Avatar hit home for her people.
It left a huge impression on us. It felt almost real. It makes us think a lot because the indigenous are defending their rights. We had an uprising. We had a confrontation. It's the same as what we just saw in the movie.
Vega says, just like in Avatar, the Shuar are fighting to protect their land from mining companies. And they're not the only ones. Another case involves the Waurani. Beneath their territory in Yasuni National Park lie 846 million barrels of oil. Yasuni is a biodiverse hotspot that's often referred to as a grand lung of the earth. It's also one of the few places left on the planet where uncontacted indigenous groups live in isolation. Ecuador's president Rafael Correa has offered to forego drilling in this pristine environment if the international community will pay Ecuador more than $3.5 billion, about half the value of the oil. But Correa recently questioned the deal, causing an uproar at home. Marlon Santi is president of the National Indigenous Confederation of Ecuador. At a reception after the film, Santi says he hopes the president will ultimately bow to public pressure and keep his commitment to preserve Yasuni. And he thinks Avatar could help with that.
Yo, sinceramente...
Honestly, this is the first time I'm seeing this movie, and it's reality, what's happening now, just in another dimension.
Others say there was at least one thing in the movie that veered from their reality. Achuar leader Luis Vargas says it's where the white guy sweeps in to the rescue. But he says that's to be expected.
Claro, como les digo, en principio es una película de Hollywood que...
This is a Hollywood movie, so it's practically a given that a non-native comes to the defense of the people and leads them to triumph in the end.
Still, he liked the film. And his fellow Achuar leader, Ernesto Vargas, says he hopes another group will get a chance to see it.
Qué bueno sería más personas que...
Think of how much better it would be if we showed this film to people who actually want to exploit petroleum resources. I think it would serve them very well, even more than us.
As for Ecuador's president, Correa, he saw the movie with his children the day after it premiered in Ecuador. No word yet on what he thought of it. For The World, I'm Milena Spitzer in Quito, Ecuador.
Milena also sent us a video and pictures to go along with her story. Amazonian tribal chiefs and all their finery watching Avatar with their boxes of popcorn, only at theworld.org.